From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump at a post-election news conference Wednesday acknowledged Russia likely meddled in the U.S. election, but added other countries and individuals also engage in hacking.
We have much hacking going on, and one of the things we're going to do, we have some of the greatest computer minds anywhere in the world that we've assembled. You saw just a sample of it 2 weeks ago up here where we had the six top people in the world. They were never in the same room together as a group. And we're going to put those minds together, and we're going to form a defense.
The president-elect, briefed on an intelligence assessment of the hacking, denied an unsubstantiated report that Russia had collected compromising information about him, that his campaign officials colluded with Moscow. Mr. Trump criticized members of the media for peddling what he called fake news.
I think it's a disgrace that information would be let out. I saw the information. I read the information outside of that meeting. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
He said the U.S. intelligence community may have been involved, but the director of national intelligence, James Clapper, said he didn't believe they were. The president-elect also vowed to push ahead with plans for a border wall with Mexico.
We're going to build a wall. I could wait about a year and a half until we finish our negotiations with Mexico, which will start immediately after we get to office, but I don't want to wait. I don't feel like waiting a year or a year and a half. We're going to start building.
He promised a replacement for President Barack Obama's signature health care law would be offered essentially simultaneously with a congressional vote to repeal it. Kenya's political opposition Wednesday announced an alliance to compete in August's election against the ruling party of President Uhuru Kenyatta, the five-party coalition to be known as the National Super Alliance of Kenya. This is VOA News.